Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, but we always give it a shot here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 55 minutes or so, it will be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. A little bit of month still hanging on there, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, it's just what happens. It's just what happens. Speaking of things that happen, though, that darn Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research. Sometimes he comes up with big ideas. He doesn't even know how big they are. And today's idea, yesterday's idea, I guess it was, is what is about to happen. And I told him that I was mildly challenged by it because of the enormity of it. And didn't know what to do, and he had the best advice. Only pick the good songs. So that's what we're doing here. Hopefully you'll agree over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you, the listener. But hopefully we've done exactly what our titular head of research would like for us to do tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
They call the most. Betty.
It's getting awfully late.
Now, Elizabeth.
I had a lovely time. Thanks for the flowers.
Bettina.
I've really got to go in.
Can I come in for a second? For a second. Just a second. Can I come in for a second? If I promise I'll go home. The whole night long, I just reckoned.
You did?
I just reckoned.
Where?
I just reckoned.
What?
I might come in for a second before you made me roam. All I want is just a kiss if you'll put your heart in it.
Don't I always?
And after all, dear, what can happen in the 60th part of a minute?
I've heard that before.
Can I come in for a second? For a second? Just a second? Can I come in for a second? If I promise I'll go home.
Now look here. Really loved the evening.
It was a nice evening, wasn't it?
The show we saw was fun.
You liked the show?
But Larry, must you hold me quite so tight?
Well, if I don't hold you tight, you might get away.
Thank you for the nightclub.
Best nightclub in town.
Thank you for the wine.
Real imported wine.
The time has come for us to say goodnight.
Listen, you liked the evening, you liked the show, you liked the nightclub, you liked the food.
You can't come in for a
what
second.
What have you got
for
to lose?
A second.
Not a lot to lose.
For a second.
What a spot to lose.
You can't come in for a second.
Why?
'Cause it's getting too darn late.
Well, I don't feel sleepy.
It won't turn out like you
please
reckon.
Please be agreeable.
Like you reckon.
Too for tea.
Like you reckon.
You and me able.
You can't come in for a second. 'Cause I'm not that kind of a date.
Well, all I want is just one kiss.
You put too much in it. And after all, a lot can happen in the 60th part of a minute. You
can I come in for a second? For a second, just a second.
You
can
can't
I come in for a second?
All right.
If I promise
you'll go home.
All you love-making Romeos, listen, those who make love at homeos, you do your spooning in a parlor or car. I know a place that's old but better by far. In the winter or summer, spring or fall, here's my advice to you all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't love her with the moon above her, you'll never get her to fall. Give her a kiss, do it again. Tell her you're from the city where men are men. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you ain't kissed her, let me tell you, mister, you'll find your chances are small. Winter may come, what if it's cold? Boy, if you can't keep her warm, then you're growing old. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. You think you're dandy, it doesn't matter how small. peach, that's no disgrace. In the dark, you'll never even notice her face. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all.
I gotta do a show tonight. I have a sip of coffee while I'm taking in the news. Don't need to have a shave, cause I've gotta sing the blues.
Watch it, man.
Then I think I'll get a massage, maybe lose a little fat. So I have to go downtown in my brand new Cadillac. My valet comes and dresses me a lot of big cigar, because I like to look like Nimrod when I'm riding in my car. Come blue men sing the whites, or are they having cries for singing? Out my dark gray mohair suit, pull on my dirty jeans. The man comes round and pick me up. I holler, hang on, boys. I gotta mess my hair up, gotta make some noise. Can blue men sing the whites, or are they heavy cries for singing?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do you a little number now. This would be very lucky for us during the depression when everybody was very close.
We all start from nothing. We all, that's many of us. Many of us had a few nickels and dimes, but many of us didn't have anything, not a single cent. Not one red cent. Well, it was a red cent. I mean, as red as the red shirt you've got on. It is a shirt, isn't it? It has all the looks of a nice red shirt. I bet it cost $8 or $10, or it was given to you. Well, that's fair. F-A-I-R. I'm not a magician. In other words, I can't tell you everything. I'm not a dumbbell, but neither are any of you. We were put here for a reason. What that reason is, I don't know. We're all smart. Or we think we're smart. We do what our forefathers taught us, which we had many. Some of them were brilliant men, and some of them weren't. Some of them were brought up just like we were, which is, you might say, a cigarette in one hand and nothing in the other.
5, but you can trust me. I can understand how you feel. I am over 25, but trust me, I share with you kids the same ideals. I once chased the same dreams you're pursuing. Just like you, I heard the flowers' song. I've done everything that you are doing, so I won't put you down and say you're wrong. I know there's been times as I grew older, times I'd cop out when put to the test, times I was afraid the world would bust me, times when I would settle for a second best. But in my own way, I've done my best to keep the torch alive, because I always felt that it was you who are under 25 would pick up where I faltered and move ahead a step or two. And next time someone calls you brother, this time it would be true. Oh, yeah. I am over 25, but you can trust me. Trust me because come on. Yeah. Let's get it on now. Come on. Woo.
Settled revolutions in Spain, the North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. Around the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn has asked me to star. I've got a house and a show place, but can't get no place with you. You're so supreme, lyrics I write are you scheme, just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been a lightweight champ in the ring, and I've had tips on horses from Bing. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. Supreme, lyrics I write of you scheme, just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been a lightweight champ in the ring, and I've had tips on horses from Bing. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Attic.
It's daylight, cratic. It's daylight.
Stalocratic.
If I want to, I can jump off this building.
Stalocratic.
I can hold two pieces of doodoo in my hand.
Stalocratic.
I can call everybody in that room a rubber.
Stalocratic.
Come on, please.
Stalocratic.
I can say anything that I want.
It's Stalocratic.
I could wave my hand in my air.
It's Stalocratic.
I could stick my hand up my nose.
It's Stalocratic.
I can hold my foot and count to three.
It's Stalocratic.
I can do anything.
Posse, Derby, Macy,
pass my bag.
I can't stop thinking about you. Well, I had me a drink or maybe a few. They said I'd forget when I'm feeling so blue. Well, it works on paper, but it can't be true. 'Cause all I think about you, I can't stop thinking about you. Well, my friends all say I should have broadened my view. Went on a blind date to find somebody new. And her hair was light blonde and her eyes so blue. She made me think about you. I can't stop thinking about you. Feeling that is taking its toll. I don't eat, I can't sleep. Thought I had it under control. It shows how little I know. Tell me anything, but please don't tell me we're through. I'm down on my knees and I'm begging you. Well, it seems so crazy what a man will do. But all I think about you, I can't stop thinking about you.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are barreling through the first portion of this evening's program the way that we usually do, on our way to the radio obituaries coming up right about midnight. And say thanks to Freddie if you're okay with the show tonight. It's all him. He did the whole thing. But now, let's have a public service announcement. Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 800-332-UNCF. That's a message from the United Negro College Fund and the Ad Council. We've still got some Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, maybe even a classic in here. And, definitely a bee's knee. Just saying. Mm-hmm. But let's jump back in with some Tennessee Arnie Ford right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now you can tell a Texan every time.
Yeah, but you never can tell him much. You can tell a Texan every time, because he talks with a Texas touch.
I got some longhorn steers and I can straddle every back.
You know, he's even got a saddle on his Cadillac.
You can tell a Texan every time, but you never can tell him much. Man, you can tell a Texan every doggone time,
but you never can tell him much. You can tell a Texan every time. You'll see his gold-plated spurs and such.
We got the big shamrock in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, he's got a line of gas that ain't Texaco.
You can tell a Texan every time, but you never can tell him much. Tell a Texan every doggone time.
Yeah, boy, but you never can tell him much.
You can tell a Texan every time. I'll shake your hand with the bear-like clutch.
It's just sagebrush land, just a barren piece of soil.
Yeah, but underneath the surface we discovered oil. You can tell a Texan every time, but you never can tell him much. Man, you can tell a Texan every time,
but you never can tell him much.
Now, old Ernie here comes from Tennessee, and Tennessee, that's just fine with me.
We got hogs and chickens and gals in silk. We got cattle too, boy, and some give milk.
You can tell a Texan every time, but you never can tell him much. Jimmy Dallas, you never can tell him much.
I'll take Bristol,
you never can tell him much. Man, this is awful.
Well, it's a living.
You call this living? You can tell a Texan every time.
Speedy West.
I wanted a bright companion. I was a trifle bored. Your constant subservient yielding was a trait that I deplored. My subtle urgings were much too much for you at the time to resist. And I was able to get you to go to a psychoanalyst. You started 2 years ago, and now I want you to know I can't get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me. I grow so very lonely for the you who used to be. I can't get adjusted to the you who's so aggressive with me. How well arranged our love song was when I sang melody. So bring back those wonderful days when you were a psychic mess, and the only answer you ever had was a dull, undefiant yes. I can't get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me. Won't you regress until you're back just where you used to be? Oh, I long for your look of sweet confusion, the appeal of your subnormality. Oh, I can't get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me. Has been lost in a bog of normalcy. And I can't get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me. No, I can't get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me. I never will get adjusted to the you who got adjusted to me.
Tell when love is gonna call your name. got the winning hand. Who gets the aces never goes as planned. You can never tell when love will be a loser's game. You can never tell.
You can't milk a cow with a left-handed monkey wrench.
I can spell my name and your name too. I like to spell, it's kind of my thing, and gives me great joy. Gives me great joy. Let me spell, goddammit. I like to spill my guts to strangers and make them feel weird and creeped out. Weird and creeped out.
He's done me wrong.
It's done him wrong, hey, hey.
Before I left, Paul says, my son, I think it's time you knew the facts and figures of this world of strife.
World of strife.
Since he told me, I've sure made tracks.
He's seen all the facts.
But I never seen such figures in my life.
All the ways of this world are so fickle.
Fickle.
You never can tell how it will end. It will end. Oh, some days you can't make a nickel.
Friends. They used to come over to my house and say,
"Hi there, I'm a ruffian friend of your brother."
And they, you know what they told me to do?
We were giving you good advice.
You weren't giving me good
direction.
Advice.
Direction. That's all you needed was a little direction.
Good direction.
We
huh?
tried to give
you. You know what they made me? They gave me direction. They said they told me to trade my bubble gum and chew the trading cards.
We never did that.
Yes, you did.
No, we did.
I ruined the whole 1949 St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, that is not the truth. We never did anything like that. I treated you as good as any brother could treat his brother.
I gave
you my toys when I didn't want them anymore. I did everything for you.
You were evil, mean, and wicked, and bad, and nasty.
What was it?
You tried to set yourself up as a super sibling.
I don't know why you're talking like
that. My mom never hardly ever liked me at all, and I always liked my brother, and they gave me some Lincoln logs to build little cabins.
I gave you those Lincoln logs, and they...
Yeah, but you had termites in them.
I didn't.
And I called the exterminator.
Yeah.
And mom smacked me right. What do you need a exterminator for? I said, well, my brother, super sibling Dickie,
put termites in my Lincoln Logs. You did so.
I did not.
You did so.
You're just making everything up, and I don't appreciate it.
One time a little parakeet flew in our window.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you didn't do anything to help that.
Well, why didn't you? You saw him. You could have helped him.
No, I couldn't. That parakeet, there was a... My mom was making some hot chocolate. They had a whole pot of boiling hot milk.
A pot of hot milk, yeah.
Hot milk there, and you didn't help that parakeet.
You were closer. Why didn't you help?
I couldn't say anything. I had those trading cards in my mouth. And that parakeet flew right into that boiling milk, and I don't like cream of those parakeet.
Hey, that's a pun, isn't it?
No, it really happened.
Well, that is enough. I don't want to hear
anything. And Mom made me eat it!
No, now get out of here. She didn't know. How was it?
Tasted like... tasted like a cream of asparagus. Yes. Not something you want to have every night.
you once before.
Once before.
Please excuse my blood on you, because I can't do 60 no more. I used to rock 'em all night long. Now they say that I'm a bore.
I'm a bore.
Now I guess I'll take a rest, because I can't do 60 no more. I tried my luck with Lucy. I messed around with Mary Jane. Well, when I got through with Susie, I was walking with a cane. Go ahead, girls, forget old Dan. Now you know the score. Just be my friend, this is the end, because I can't do 60 no more.
He can't do 60 no more.
My blown up fuse,
because
you know,
he can't do 60 no more.
No, no,
he can't do,
no, no,
60
I can't
no
do it.
More.
Yeah.
He can't do 60 no more.
Now I guess I'll take a little rest,
because
you know,
he can't do 60 no more.
Yes, you know, I tried my luck with Lucy, and I messed around with Mary Jane. With a cane. Go ahead, girls, forget old Dan. Now you know the score. Just be my friend. This is the end. You know I can't do 60 no more. No, no.
Establishment, Arianism, that's just as easy as pie. No double letters to try. There's an A and an N and a T and an I. But ask me for banana, then go out for a drink of pop. A B A.
Once wrote to me and said, "Dear Norman Long, We thought you'd like to face the mic with your piano smile and song. So will you bring your repertoire along for us to see, to go over it with a pencil of the blue variety? So I looked my list of songs up, to the studio I flew. I said, here's a nice song called Violets. They said, oh, that's much too blue. I said, is Robin Adair all right? They said, Robin Adair, my head. Just think of the bald-headed men you'll upset. We can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up, because I was beginning to tire. I said, well, here's a good one, a song called Strike the Lyre. They said, Strike the Lyre? What on earth do you think you're at? With thousands of barristers listening in, we can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up, found one of modern times. There was a young fellow of somewhere. They shouted, stop, that's rhymes. If you went and put over that one, why, you'd have us all on the mat. The old lady of Kent might be listening in. We can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up to please the listening throng. I said, now here's a good one, the Vulgar Boatman's song. But they hated vulgar boatmen and discouraged vulgar chat. And songs about rude sailors are barred. We can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up and found an army one. There's something about a soldier, but they said that can't be done. There's something about a soldier would get over nice and pat. To a sergeant's wife with 14 kids, we can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up, the position was getting grave. I said, now here's a nautical song, a life on the ocean wave. They said, life on the ocean wave with all these cruises on the mat. Why, you're advertising the steamship lines, we can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up, I was getting fed up to the roots. Now here's a good song by Kipling, a military song called Boots. He said, my dear good fellow, do you realize what you're at? You're advertising a chemistry firm, we can't let you broadcast that. So I looked my list of songs up and produced a drinking song. But they said, this is published by Boozy. Dear, 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 that's all wrong. The song's marked Sing with Spirit, too. Why, it's like a brewery vet. It's two in a bar, that's barred as well. We can't let you broadcast that. So I packed my list of songs up and said, hang it, I won't sing. Would you like some Adagio dancing or a spot of conjuring? Trick cycling, walk the tightrope, I'm a darn good acrobat. And I'd love to tell you what they said, but I can't even record that.
I've talked to your mother and I've talked to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I've begged and I've pleaded, I've even got mad. Now we must face it, you give me a pain. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen. You always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Your never-ending presence really cramps my style. I dream that it won't always be the same. At first I was attracted, but after a while, have you ever heard of the hard to get game? How can I miss you when you won't? Just do me a favor and listen to my plea. I'm not the only chicken on the roost. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen. You always stay and stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first hour of this evening's program. Just as Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, planned it. He's quite the muse. Now it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and a little bit of months. Just a little bit. You know, I want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And I'm going to hand off to begin the radio obituaries tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi, I'm Nat Belinda, here with the initial radio obituary. Tonight's initial radio obituary is for Izzy Young,